Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
On all this good old celebrity news. So Headcrack is out today, but we got our boy Ricky Smiley in the house.
Damn hard. I see.
Oh
damn,
my goodness. And out in Cali, we got our girl Heidi, and keeping her company while Frank is still out is a familiar face, our old friend from 95.5 KLOS in LA, Eric Scott Smith.
I'm not dabbing.
No.
Don't keep your views.
You can do the Carlton.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Well, He's doing it.
There it is. Well, later someone threw a drink at Iggy Azalea, and Michelle Obama got some help from Ellen. But first, Heidi, what you got, girl?
Well, last night was the Country Music Awards, and some of country's biggest stars came out to celebrate. And there was kind of a surprise winner last night. Keith Urban won Entertainer of the Year Award. And wow. After he performed, or during his performance, and then when he accepted his award, his wife, Nicole Kidman, was front and center. Take a look.
For Entertainer of the Year goes to Keith Urban.
Our girls at home, Fief and Munchkin, I love you. Thank you for supporting Daddy and loving me through all of what I do. Same with you, baby girl. You make it all worthwhile.
I will say this. You know, Nicole Kidman was with Tom Cruise for a long time. But she never, ever, if you look back, because I've been obsessed with this, how she looks at Keith Urban. She never looked at Tom Cruise that way. Like, this is legit love.
You know what, Heidi? You are so weak. Brett and I were just noting, like, they are so in love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love it.
She's so supportive of him, even though she's Nicole Kidman. Right?
Yes.
Right. She's like still always by his side.
Yeah. She not only got teary-eyed when he won, but she was also the only one standing up during his performance. Never coming down.
Come on, don't you think she's trying a little too hard? Nobody else is standing up.
Listen, what? I'm just happy she knew the words. I think what would have been embarrassing if they cut to her and she's like, like, you should probably know the words to your husband's song, so at least she did know that.
Kim at a Kanye concert, she don't know none of the words.
Right, that's something.
So you say Kim don't know any of the words
Kim
that Kanye's?
Like, I'm...
You know,
Right. Since we're talking about the CMAs last night, Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood hosted for the 11th time.
They're good at it.
And Carrie Underwood is with child, and Brad was sort of teasing her, trying to get some deets out, and watch what happened.
Seriously, Carrie, give me a little baby hand.
No, it's not going to happen.
Johnny or June?
I'm not making the same mistake twice.
Keith and Nicole?
No.
Waylon or Willie?
Wait, what? That doesn't even make sense.
Sure it does. Waylon or Willie?
No. Come on.
We all want to know. Just tell us. I want to know.
No.
Tell us.
Oh, my gosh. Willie. It's a Willie.
Carrie blew it. Hashtag Carrie blew it.
She threw everybody off with the pink, obvious jacket on.
Because they have a little boy already.
Right. And they're having another boy.
I don't think so.
And then what she said, Willie?
She said Willie.
Yeah, she said it's Willie.
No, because she got her choices were Waylon or Willie. If you had to name a girl one of those, which one would you go with?
A Willie is another name for a penis.
You'd have a little girl named Waylon.
Willie,
you know. Waylon's Waylon.
Willie Mae. That's true. Gary went back to where he from.
Willie Mae.
The country. The country, honey. That dude got
the Willie Mae. Well, Willie, that's an old black man named that fix cars.
That's a lady name. That's a grandmama Willie Mae.
Yeah. So I wonder what the gender reveal was like when Gary mother was pregnant.
They're still going Garth or Trisha.
I don't know. Well, y'all know when it's safe around Ellen DeGeneres, okay? Not even the former First Lady, Michelle Obama. The talk show host tagged along with Miss Obama for a book signing at Costco and couldn't resist the urge to troll. Take a look.
We have Michelle Obama.
Hey, Karen.
Karen, thanks for being here.
She'll be coming around on the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming
Come on,
around
we're,
on the
I, you know, I've learned
comes.
To ignore her.
M-I-C.
K-E-Y. M-I-C.
Wait.
Be my favorite person in the world, man. I love her. I love her energy. I love her spirit.
She is a live troll.
Absolutely.
Like in person. Like, I mean, for real.
What do y'all think about her trolling Michelle like this?
That would aggravate me, damn it. I mean,
and we would do it just to get on your last nerve.
She's like a fun troll, though. She's not like trying to like harm you.
But did you hear Michelle Obama? She's just like, nah, I've learned to ignore her. Yeah. I just keep going.
Oh, y'all, waiting on the story from my girl, Jilly from Philly, honey. Better known as Jill Scott is out here changing men's lives.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just when everyone thought she was all incense and patchouli oil, she showed the world what she was really about.
Oh, yeah.
This week, a fan posted a video of her singing and performing Phantom Fellatio. I love when that sounds. Phantom Fellatio on her microphone. Mm-hmm. None of that today. And it caused social media frenzy, y'all. Everybody went crazy. So finally, everybody's like, okay, what does Jill have to say about this, right?
Right.
So she said, hi, I sing, act out all kinds of stories. You should come to my show. After a Jill Scott show, most people get splendidly laid by whomever they came with. Hashtag if they don't f it up. Hashtag hey. Stop fronting. They usually go on to happier, more productive, focused, wealthier.
I mean, she really is. She is setting the table for every couple in that audience. It's
damn
like,
right.
Because just how Ricky felt. I mean, you're feeling that during the show.
Yeah.
So by the time you get in the car on your way home, everything's already lubed up.
That was not very children friendly. I was offended by it.
Oh, you ain't no child.
You should have been taking notes.
You were jealous.
Yeah, you should have been taking notes, honey.
You said jealous, Heidi?
Yeah.
Well, y'all, that's not all Jilly tweeted. Again yesterday, she said, good morning, Love Village, and welcome, newbies. I don't know who tweeted that snippet, but they didn't capture the point. There's good intention in everything I do, particularly for couples. I've been me, baby. Check the discography. Peace.
Oh, so she's saying this is not something new that she just did. She does this. She plays. She's having fun.
Because a lot of people were saying, like, oh, what are these artists doing to go viral? She don't have to do nothing to go viral. She's Jill Scott, honey.
Right.
She has done this before, so that's why she's letting you know. Check my act.
You think she was doing that to get back her ex-husband?
Well, that's what a lot of people, you know, that's being shady talking about that. But she's single, and she's doing that, so she got to
probably not much longer after that video.
Right.
It's like, she's going to be wifey'd up real quick.
Ricky, what about you? Now, you single. Do you want to do a phantom cunnilingus?
A what?
Show us what you got, Ricky. Put your four fingers and thumb together there. Make like
a diamond.
Make like a diamond.
Yeah.
And then
you want to do a phantom cunnilingus to get a woman, honey.
I'm talking about that right there.
Pleasure in a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get that there right there.
Come on, Ricky. Let's go viral.
Get you up the rock. Come on, Ricky. You right there, right there.
Hover.
Well, coming up, honey. Poor Iggy Azalea, baby, had to cash a drink outside. We'll, honey, tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Woo! Well, it looks looks like we have a new beef party, people, between these two rappers. And no, I'm not talking about Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, but I'm talking about Iggy Azalea and 15-year-old Cash Me Outside, Danielle Bergoli.
What?
Yeah, the one that appeared on the Dr. Phil show.
That got famous after that.
Right. After Cash Me Outside, how?
Being like Cash Me Outside.
Cash.
Wow.
Anyway, the two rappers got into it at Cardi B's Fashion Nova launch party. Danielle, a.k.a. Bad Baby, which is her rap name, did the unthinkable, y'all. Take a look.
She needs to go to juvenile.
She would be cashing me outside because I sue her little butt. She
right? Like, why would you throw a drink? Iggy Azalea sitting there. She's not bothering anyone.
Wow, and crazy stuff, and people offer you a record.
That is crazy. Somebody going to call Child Protective Services.
They would have to after
right.
She threw that water on me.
I feel like
she is at Cardi's event. You know, Cardi threw a shoe at Nicki, so she's like, oh, you know, this is what we do now, and threw a drink at Iggy.
It's going to make her more famous.
Exactly. Right. Like, clout chasing, she's already famous, but even want more attention.
Well, Iggy was unfazed by the incident. Apparently, she shook it off and she had this to say.
I get that this little girl has made a name for herself acting a damn fool on television and online, but I'm a grown-up. I'm not about to waste my energy on that. Be fighting a kid in a club? Come on.
Classy.
Applaud her, yes.
Classy.
Yes, I would have to applaud Iggy for that because, you know, you do have to think about this girl is only 15. Even though she's doing grown folks stuff, you know, at a party trying to fight me, you still have to understand she a child. So you really can't put your hands on the child.
Okay, right. Okay, go find your 15-year-old niece to catch me outside and kick her little ass.
There you go.
Yeah, go find your 15-year-old niece, the one that wear cornrows, mm-hmm. that play girls basketball.
The one that got all the silver teeth in
there. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, let her come. Could you get in trouble in the courtroom if you really put a 15-year-old over your lap and spank her? Like, not beat her ass, but, like, spank her?
Yeah. I mean, at that age, she might like it. This is the millennials and stuff. So I would suggest that.
Why would somebody do that?
Ricky.
Yeah.
What is one thing that might get you in trouble with people?
That might get me in trouble with people?
Yes.
I don't know. That's a good...
Now, single Kelly Clarkson, y'all, she wasn't shy, honey, to reveal what gets her in trouble. Okay, certainly for my glasses on. Hell, this stuff running all over the place, hell. So, she sat down with today's show host, Hoda Kotb, for her new series, Quoted By... with Hoda. So explain. Take a look.
It's very hard because I'm super loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
Not like boasting. I just mean like it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of my worst trait about myself. I believe a lot in potential, but sometimes I hold on to potential and it never actually comes to fruition in a human. So I learned the hard way with like a few people I worked with that were just very self-sabotaging with themselves. And then it was really affecting me and like got to make sure everybody's uplifting and positive.
Who that sound like?
Mm.
Yeah,
you just
have to keep good people around you.
Mm-hmm.
She is absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go in the kitchen and somebody is frying fish, it's going to get in your sweater. But if you work behind a cologne counter all day, you're going to smell like the fragrance which you're surrounded with. And you have to surround yourself with good people, with good energy, positive, because people will bring you down and they'll make you smell like they smell.
You know what I learned as soon as I started working here and being around Ricky is to guess what? Guess what word is not a problem.
What?
No.
Absolutely. Yeah. How about
your
boy?
No.
N-O.
It's a complete sentence
that warrants no explanation.
That's right. I learned that when I started working here. It was just so hard for me because I always felt like, you know, I say no and I say, but it's because I'm broke or, oh, it's because I don't have. No, why I got down what I got?
So. And then when they start speaking to you, guess what? The good news. You don't have to be bothered with
them. That's right.
And when the person show you who they are, believe they are.
Absolutely. Right.
Okay. Then you can pull a whole bunch of different quotes.
These are grandmama.
Come out in the ring.
There you go. Find out what beauty is ready to walk down the aisle with her beast. We'll tell you who after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo! Hey, hey, hey.
Well, the number one stunner rapper, Birdman, wants his fiancé, Toni Braxton, for some respect respect on their relationship.
Not respect.
Some respect,
S-P-E-K.
Tony recently sat down with talk show host Wendy Williams, and when asked about their wedding plans, this is what she had to say.
You're engaged. But there's no date.
There's no date. We almost had a date. Well, we had two dates, but we were doing Braxton Family Values and we were going through a little drama, and I was like, okay, the wedding is a good thing to get all of us sisters together. Yeah. But I couldn't get us all together. And I said, the wedding's not a good reason because it's messing up my relationship a little bit. He's like, come on, Michelle, set a date. That's my middle name, Tony Michelle. He said before the year's out, so I have, what, a couple weeks.
You better set a date for some raccoon-looking chick coming off, guiding him off into the woods.
Now, I did watch the Braxton Family Values, and, you know, he kept asking her about it in his little way, like, you ain't gonna set a date. And she finally
said... Why you
set,
had to do that?
Why you gonna set a date? And, you know, well, my man in closed caption, too, on Real Housewives, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, he kept asking...
Wow.
I know you move.
Right.
But he kept asking her, you know, and so she set a couple of dates, but, like, they just weren't happening. Like,
she ain't stupid, girl. Don't marry him. That girl, she have a new album about to come out.
What does that mean?
That means her money will go to him.
He got more money than her.
His own money, honey.
Right.
Yeah, he might
cash money is his. It started out as his and his brother Brian's.
His picture is printed on the money, like, coming to America.
And then they signed Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, Juvenile, and the list goes on. And he owns some oil, too, by the way. He owns some oil.
What?
Yes, he does.
Look at you, jealous.
What?
I ain't get some oil in the black ass. What?
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, and you gotta keep an eye out on your house during the holiday season, and that's where the Lynx 108P Wi-Fi camera with stranger recognition comes into play, honey. This little camera has intelligent facial recognition software that can identify strangers in your home with its crystal clear 1080p HD live video streaming, which also has night vision to monitor incomplete darkness.
Wow.
You can access your camera with the 10 Secure app on your mobile device anytime, anywhere. And I forgot to mention the free and secure lifetime 7-day cloud storage, and the viewing angle is 125 degree diagonal with two-way audio motion detection and instant alerts.
This is nice and all, girl, but how much is it, Brad?
You might pass out at this price, girl. Usually it ranges from $60 to $180, but for our Dish Nation crew, you can get these things for only $35. Or you can get three for $79.
Oh,
wow.
Now that's right.
Deal.
Okay, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent ya.
Coming up next is Idris Elba, the new Ken doll. So we're going to tell you more about that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
Now, ladies cannot seem to get enough of People Magazine's newest sexiest man alive, which is Idris Elba.
Uh-huh.
And now a UK doll company called Empress has created an Idris Elba doll. The doll costs about 850 pounds, which is about 1,100 US dollars.
Oh, damn,
okay,
doll.
Let me see this doll. It better be absolutely.
That's like the price of like
replica.
The vintage Barbies.
Thank you,
with, like,
is it a sex doll? I mean, asking for a friend.
You asking for your
Oh, no, I wouldn't dare.
You need it for a stand.
It's not a life-size doll.
Oh.
Really? Is he a big enough star to be charging that much anyway for a doll?
It's not him, no. It's Empress.
Oh, the outfit. Yeah. This is not right, y'all. First of all, Idris Elba is not bald head, okay?
No.
And also, have you ever seen a picture of his body, honey? He has muscles.
But they charge $1,100 for that, and it don't even look like Idris
it
Elba.
It don't even look like him. You had to tell somebody, oh, no, that's the Idris Elba doll.
Right.
Right.
They don't know if they look at it.
You're going to get that Gary with the tea looking doll.
That outfit not even swag enough for Idris. I mean, that what kind of vest and situation
Rolled
and jacked up
jeans,
pants?
Honey.
That look like a crispy Montel Jordan to me.
Montel Williams.
Oh, yeah, Montel Williams. Yeah, Montel Williams.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.